Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Crooning, chanting, whooping, muttering, barking, burbling, yelling. Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, my great friend, co-host, and co-founder, I want to welcome you to this episode of our podcast. Some sad news that occurred over the weekend, and I just wanted to take a minute to honor the passing of David Thomas. David Thomas was probably best known as the singer and songwriter of Pere Ubu, and amazingly influential band from Cleveland, Ohio that started playing in the mid-1970s. And he passed away over the weekend at the age of 71. He was currently living in Brighton and Hove, England. I want to just tell you briefly how influential Pere Ubu was. And before I do that, I have to tell you very briefly about the band that came before them, and that band was called Rocket from the Tombs. They were formed in 1974 in Cleveland, Ohio, and they featured David Thomas. And in that group, he went by the name Crocus Behemoth, and David was a large presence, literally, physically very large, and the name Crocus Behemoth fits him with his kind of yelping of vocal style that he eventually developed. The band was together for just 2 years. He never issued anything officially, but many bootlegs were circulated. The band also featured Peter Lochner on guitar, Gene O'Connor, a.k.a. Cheetah Chrome, and Johnny Mandansky. Those two, Gene O'Connor and Johnny Mandansky, went on to form a band called the Dead Boys, which were influential in a certain kind of punk rock. And Pere Ubu was founded by Thomas and Peter Lochner and a couple other members. The band was incredibly ahead of its time. They put out singles in the year 1975 on their own label, one with two songs, 30 Seconds Over Tokyo and Heart of Darkness, another one called with Final Solution and Cloud 149. And these were incredibly influential records. And I want to read to you now from a piece written by Annie Zaleski, who has appeared on this podcast. And she says, following in her obituary, quote, Pere Ubu had an enormous influence on the burgeoning late 1970s post-punk and no-wave movements, courtesy of legendary singles. A pair of 1978 LPs, The Modern Dance and Dub Housing as well. Thomas, who was Pere Ubu's only constant member, the band did get back together later on and issued records and did performances pretty much right up till the end of David's life. Thomas maintained this uncompromising attitude for his entire career, reading again from Annie's piece, even during a brief period in the late 1980s when Pere Ubu flirted with the alternative rock mainstream, thanks to his singles like Waiting for Mary from 1989's Cloudland. Over time, Pere Ubu's imprint was heard on countless bands that resisted categorization, to name a few: Wire, Mission of Burma, Joy Division, Sonic Youth, Pixies, Nine Inch Nails, and Mr. Bungle. And even the earliest of those groups, Wire, Pere Ubu was still making this kind of music a good 2 years, 2 to 3 years before Wire ever issued any music. So they were incredibly influential on post-punk music, which happens to be my favorite kind of music. They were once described as avant garage, and man, when I heard avant garage as a term, I was like, that's the perfect term for music. That's the perfect term for rock music. That's what I want to do. I want to do avant garage, and have been trying and failing to do it ever since. John Perilous wrote a obituary in the New York Times, and he had an interesting paragraph here that I'd like to read to you. His voice was distinctive, a liquid androgynous tenor that he pushed to its limits and beyond, crooning, chanting, whooping, muttering, barking, burbling, yelling. His lyrics could be apocalyptic, free associative, mocking, euphoric, cryptic, or startlingly direct. On stage, gesticulating vehemently, he veered between endearing and irascible. I once saw David Thomas perform as a solo artist. He was opening up for Richard Thompson, and he put out solo albums that featured Richard Thompson, and they collaborated a few times. And David Thomas put out many solo albums as well, and all of which I find are interesting and have something of value in them, well worth seeking out if you can find them. I remember this concert. It was in the year 1988. And it was at a now-gone venue in Washington, D.C., the Georgetown area, called the Bayou. And Richard Thompson was the headliner, and the opener was David Thomas. And I was expecting David Thomas to have a band and maybe Richard Thompson to play a few songs with them. It wasn't the case. David Thomas came on stage in a suit and tie, which he often wore, especially during the punk era when everybody was wearing torn clothes and safety pins and leather. He would appear on stage dressed like a jazz musician, a very large, round man in a suit and tie. And he came on and began to talk, and he talked for a little while. And then out of his pocket, he pulled an egg, and he began to talk to the egg. He began to tell stories about the egg, and the egg became the center of his opening set. And I'll never forget that. It was quite amazing, quite amazing. So I just wanted to take this little bit of time to tell you about David Thomas. I'm not sure how many people out there are familiar with Perry Ubu or Rocket in the Tombs or David's solo career, but I personally found him to be a giant of music, literally and figuratively, and always adored Perry Ubu. So intense and incisive and cutting and just original beyond belief. I mean, they created this stuff whole cloth in Cleveland, Ohio in the mid-1970s and used the city as inspiration, used the country as inspiration, and used poetry as inspiration, and used power and a different way of looking at how music could be created. And it turns out they were years ahead of their time. And I just want to say rest in power, David Thomas. And if anyone out there has not heard Perry Ubu, I envy you being able to go on that journey of discovery with their music. Sad to hear the passing of David Thomas. Rest in power, David. I'm going to play now a song from Perry Ubu. The song is entitled Heart of Darkness. Rest in power, David Thomas. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
in a human form. But nothing I see there isn't deformed. But in the secret lab works Dr. Moreau. No private eyes gotta tell me there's a long reply.
And then out of his pocket, he pulled an egg.